Good morning. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm William Niemeyer. And today in the studio, we have actually our general manager, Deb here. How's it going?
It's great. It's a gorgeous morning out there. It's going to be a very warm day with a whole lot of people in Ketchikan. Stay hydrated, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Summer has arrived, truly. but I'm here this morning with Liam because we want to talk about the 15th annual Only Fools Run at Midnight coming up this Saturday. And sign-ups pre-registration needs to happen by 5 p.m. this Thursday. That's June 21st. And you can do your pre-registration at KRBD or the sale office, Fat Stands, and the Gateway Recreation Center. And our website is krbd.org, in case you don't know that already.
Yeah.
race night registration is at 10:30 p.m. And if you're a minor, you must have a signed guardian form. You can't just show up and run without somebody in charge knowing you're out there this late at night running through the streets of Ketchikan. And you're not the only folks that are going to be running through the streets at midnight this coming Saturday. Juno is also holding their Only Fools Run at Midnight and for community radio, and we've added that to our title as well. But there's going to be a whole bunch of fools. And so we hope to see you there. It's a fun time. It's going to be a beautiful week. I see on one of the weather forecasters that rain is to arrive at midnight on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. But after a week of sun, you know, Ketchikan people, we want the rain back. So it might be a wonderful thing to go out there and run in the rain that night, and it may not show at all. And I'd like to thank those businesses in the community that have sponsored us for this race, and that's KPU, Tongass Trading, Parnassus Books, Optimum Health and Wellness, and Madison Lumber and Hardware. Can't do what we do without the involvement of our business members. So thank you all very much for sponsoring this race. It's a great deal of fun. Get your costumes ready. We know that there are a lot of you that love to dress up. So this is the perfect opportunity to act like a fool in full regalia, whatever that is for you, and come on out and run the race with us. If you're not interested in running the race, but you'd like to help out, we could use some folks around the racetrack. Course. I guess it's not a track. It's really a course. You know, with all the construction on Stedman, we just really need to be careful of our runners this year, keeping them out of trouble and on track. That's what I meant for the race. So if you have some time at around 11 o'clock, 11:30, come this next Saturday, give us a call at 225-9655. We'd love to have you involved. And we want to thank everybody else who has already stepped forward to say, sure, I'll help. We can't do it. It takes a lot of people. Got to keep people safe, especially at night. But we're so close to the solstice. I'm sure you've all realized how light it is out there at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a course. I mean, I've only been here for a few weeks, so I know just this event, of course, has happened before. Tell us a little bit about what sort of costumes have you seen people dress up in? I mean, like what sort of things have people done in the past?
Now you're putting me on the spot,
Liam. Oh, I know. I know. I'm sorry.
Superheroes. I think there were caterpillars. There have been butterflies. You know, just anything you'd want to run around in. I can't bring them to mind. Boy,
yeah,
you
no,
tricked
it's okay.
Me. You
yeah.
tricked me. Liam here has been a really great sport. We were out last night.
Oh, yeah.
Selling raffle tickets at the Jazz and Cabaret Club and then at the Alaska Fish House. They have music. And Liam, he's wearing his I'm Saxy and I Know It. Played a saxophone with the the cabaret musicians last night. It was great. Thanks, Dave Rubin, for the loan of that saxophone.
Exactly.
And since I'm speaking of the Jazz and Cabaret Club, I understand that today at 11 o'clock, musicians from a number of the cruise ships are going to the club and playing, and it's free. So you could just walk in and listen to some really cool music from other musicians. Music all over town today. There are also people at the dock at noon. I think it's Carl Henriksen and no, Kim Henriksen, that's Carl Ritchie. Kim Henriksen, and I'm not sure who else is playing with them. But they're on the dock today, so take advantage of the beautiful weather. Take your lunch. Go have your lunch somewhere else today and listen to some great music. It's summertime.
Exactly. It's I was when I came here, I was kind of surprised in the fact that I mean, I sort of expected like weather 50s, 60s, but it's going to be up as high as like 80 this week.
Yes, we're going to melt. No.
Yeah.
We're not used to it, and we love it when it happens. And great beach weather, low tides. Get out there and check out those low tide pools if you have an opportunity. Take advantage of that moment.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all I have to say to everyone this morning. Thanks for having me
okay.
on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you for being on. Again, that was our general manager, Deb. My name is Liam Niemeyer, and we'll have marine weather coming up shortly. Thanks.